So, Abbey Kids and Sunday School have got some singing that they're going to do for us. Impact are going to do some readings. I say going to do some readings. I've struggled a little bit to drum up enthusiasm in Impact. So I've had to depend upon my family to some degree. who are full of joy at being willing to help. And on that note, Jemima's going to come and read to us our first reading, which is found in Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, and we're going to be reading verses 1 to 7, or Jemima's going to be reading verses 1 to 7. I'm going to read verse 1, because it's got some long words in. Do you want to pop that on there? Okay, and then Jemima will carry on. So Isaiah chapter 9, this is the prophet Isaiah with some foretelling about Jesus, 700 or 800 years before Jesus was here. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil, for the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
So, God's people are in darkness. They've got enemies on various fronts, and they're carrying burdens with them. They are afraid and troubled about so many things. And I don't know whether your parents ever say this to your children, but do they ever say, "Don't worry, I will sort it out"? Do parents ever say that, kids, sometimes? Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they say it, but they don't actually do it. Has that ever happened to you? Yeah, Joe's nodding. Yeah, frequently. Oh, yeah. No, Debbie doesn't know what you're talking about, Joe. Okay, but King Ahaz at the time, he said that to the people. He said, "Don't worry, I will sort it out," he said. "I will sort out the peace." And he was very busy rushing around trying to make peace treaties and alliances and deals, wheeling and dealing with different nations. But he didn't manage to sort it out. He didn't manage to sort it out. And it was difficult for the people of Israel. But Isaiah, God's prophet, he is in the darkness with them. But he's so sure of God's promises that he talks about them as if they're already happening in this poem. And he says, "Look, I know we're in the darkness, but did you hear what Jemima said? We've seen a great light." He talks about light and joy and about peace. And he says, "Listen, Ahaz can't sort it out. We can't sort it out, but God is going to come and sort it all out. He's going to give us light and joy and peace." Okay, and have a look at verse 4. Okay, I don't know whether that can come up briefly. Verse 4. No, don't worry, I'll read it. Okay, "For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken at the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire." Funny Strange things to talk about, aren't they? Rachel, can we have the slide that I gave you? Okay, so there's some different images now that that Isaiah brought before his people. First of all, we had this picture. Oh, do any of you feel like that on Christmas Day? Okay. Ah, okay, maybe you feel like it after Christmas lunch, do you? You've eaten all those sprouts, okay? But, you know, we go round sometimes feeling like this. We've got the burden of so many things in our mind and on our back, and you can't even begin to talk to the person next to you about all the things that are troubling you and weighing you down like a burden. Well, Isaiah talks about the yoke a burden. Oh, God's people knew what it felt like, okay? Well, what about this one? What's that? Maybe you think that looks... What do you think that is? Maybe it looks a bit like a teacher, doesn't it? Teaching you at school. Yeah, well, he says here, he talks about the rod of his oppressor, okay? You see, the people, God's people, the enemies were coming in, and they had rods... And they weren't nice rods to tell them. They were telling them what to do and telling them where to go. And some of the enemies even came and took them away into other lands. And they were telling them and beating them and oppressing them. Okay? These aren't very nice pictures that God's people had to see every day. What about, does anyone wear shoes like this? Where's Andy Blower? Yes, Andy. Yeah, Andy does. Okay. These are fighting boots, all right? These are army soldiers' boots, okay? And the people, God's people, knew what these looked like because their dads had to go and fight. Their dads were putting on those army boots to go and fight their enemies. And what about this? Andy, do you... Oh, not anymore. Don't wear these now. No, okay. These are army clothes, okay? And those who fought in the army maybe had to wear these. And God's people, their dads would have had to wear kind of fighting clothes, and they'd have seen their enemies come in fighting clothes. Now, what does God say to his people is going to happen to these things? Oh, I've got to... Okay, the burdens and the rod. Okay, what does God say is going to happen to those? Do you remember from the verses? Is he going to put the rod on the shelf? No? Did you remember what it said? We'll do charades, shall we? Because Christmas is about charades, okay? What's he doing? Breaking, okay, he's going to break the rod of his oppressor and the burdens, he's going to break them. And when you break something, you're never going to be able to use it again, are you, okay? The burdens are going to be broken and the rods are going to be broken. Oh, okay, the boots and the clothing, what's going to happen to those? Are they going to be put into the washing machine and hung up on the shelf for another day? No. Dora finds that funny, okay? No. What's going to happen to them? Burnt, that's right. You're going to burn the boots and burn the fighting clothes, okay? You're never going to see them again. They're not going to be used for another day. God says, I'm going to bring lasting peace forever. Okay, it's not like Ahaz's peace, the king. I'm going to bring lasting peace forever, and I am going to do it. He said it's a bit like on the day of Midian, when God came and gave a miraculous rescue. God's going to miraculously bring peace that's lasting peace. Okay, how's he going to do it? Well, we'll think about that in a minute. We're now going to have a song from the children. So, I don't know how you want to arrange yourselves, children. Oh, good, Jackie's on her way. She's got a loud voice. And talking of the rod of the oppressor, here comes Jackie. Thank you. Okay, so we've got this peace that's going to be a lasting peace, and God's going to bring the peace. Well, how is it going to come? Well, Jemima read it very nicely. Verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. Wow. It's going to come with a baby, the Lord Jesus. And his CV is written for us here. Okay, it's better than any of our CVs. Did you read it? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, can you imagine when this prince comes into this world? Princes come into they're normally born into pretty nice palaces, aren't they, with luxury and glory surrounding them. Surely this prince is going to have quite a dramatic entry, isn't he, into our world? Is he going to come into a palace? Is he going to come into glory? Well, we'll find out in a minute, okay? We're going to sing together now, O Little Town of Bethlehem. So let's stand together and we'll sing this Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. This is the Prince of Peace coming into our world. Of peace is coming. That's the message of God's word. The Prince of Peace is coming. He's going to bring lasting peace God himself is going to do it. Okay, now, what's it going to look like as this prince comes into our world? How's he going to be born? That's how everyone's thinking and questioning. And now, Emily is going to read to us from Luke chapter 2. And she's going to read to us of the coming of the Prince of Peace into this world. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
There we have it. How shocking. Did you hear how the Prince of Peace came into our world? Shocking. You know, we're told of Caesar Augustus to begin with. I mean, people might have thought that he was the Prince of Peace because, you know, the Romans, they brought the rule of peace, Pax Romanus. Was he the Prince of Peace? He wasn't. He was in his glory and split. But that's not how the Prince of Peace came. He came and was born in a town that no one had heard of. Bethlehem Ephrata, have you heard of that? We've heard of it, but no one had heard of it back then. There was no room in the inn. It sounds very romantic to us, doesn't it? But actually, he was born in this smelly, drafty stable, in a manger, a cattle feeding trough, that is, okay? Mixed with the cow dung around him and the smells and the... That's where the Prince of Peace was born. You see, this Prince of Peace that came into our world, he left his glory behind him. And he came and was like you and me. I mean, we weren't born in cattle feeding troughs, obviously, but he knows what it was like to be like you and me. He felt our burdens, if you like. He knew what it was like to feel like you feel. But this Prince of Peace, as he grew up, he told us about his kingdom, okay? Because he is a prince. And he told us about how his kingdom of peace, what it was like. And the children in Sunday school have been learning a little bit about what Jesus taught them. Do you remember, children, in your Sunday school? I'm sure you had this story where one day, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he was in a boat. And the storm was raging. Okay, you can imagine being out in the water, maybe in John Morgan's boat, okay? And the storms are raging and you're being thrown from side to side. But Jesus was in the boat, the Prince of Peace. And they woke Jesus up, didn't they? And they said, Jesus, don't you care? We're going to drown. And Jesus, remind me, what did Jesus say to the water? What did he say? Any children... I'd like to remember. Naomi. Molly, sorry. Molly. What did Jesus say? Sorry. Settle. Okay, he said, peace, be calm, be still. He said, peace, be still to the storms. And then what happened? What happened? Dora, it was still, wasn't it? In fact, the gospel writer tells us that there was a great calm. Now, Christmas time, I think we think of maybe great chaos as the children are reaching for the Monopoly board. But no, there was a great calm, okay? Jesus shows us what his kingdom is like. Peace, great peace. This is Jesus showing us what his kingdom is like. And then he crosses the water and he reaches a man, okay? And this man is out of his mind, okay? And he's filled with a demon. And he's running around causing chaos. He's cutting himself and being violent everywhere he goes. And the people have had to chain him up, okay? Because he's so violent. And Jesus goes to him and he sorts him out. He casts out the demon. And when all the people come and see the man, they're shocked. Because the man is clothed and sitting there in his right mind. He's brought peace. The Prince of Peace has brought peace to this man. And then he goes back over the water and he meets a woman who's been ill all of her life. And she spent all of her money on the doctors. We didn't have NHS back then, okay? All of her money on the doctors, and she's got all these burdens and anxieties and worry and illness, and she touches Jesus' cloak and she's better. And Jesus turns to her and he says, what does Jesus say to her? He said, peace, peace be with you. Go in peace, he says. Go in peace and be healed. Jesus is showing us that the Prince of Peace brings peace, and his kingdom is one of peace. And he invites us to join his kingdom. He says, come into my kingdom. I'm going to sort out all of the problems. Where there is brokenness, I'm going to fix it. Where there's disorder, I'm going to bring order. Where there's restlessness, I can give rest. But first, Jesus says, I need to sort out the cause of all the brokenness and the fighting and the restlessness and the arguing and the fight. I'm going to sort out the cause of all of that. And we're going to sing once again. Children, do you want to come to the front again? Okay, children are going to sing to us the first verse of Away in a Manger. And after that, we're going to join in with verses 2 and 3, I believe. But anything could happen. Bring a lasting peace. He's going to do it. The Prince of Peace comes as a baby, Jesus. And his kingdom is one of peace. Now, Leah is going to do another reading for us now. Is that right, Leah? Okay. She's going to read to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Okay, this is to the shepherds now.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for I behold, I bring you good news with great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, Glory to the highest, and on earth peace be among those who is pleased.
Thank you, Leah. Brilliant. I've broken the microphone. That's it. Well done. Thank you, Leah. Brilliant.
Okay. This huge, great, big angelic host out there in the fields, okay? I mean, this must have been quite a dramatic sight, mustn't it? And what was the message? What was heaven declaring and shouting and singing that night? Well, Leah read it nice and clearly to us. They were singing, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, peace, they were singing, among those with whom he is pleased, or on whom those his favour rests. This was the message of heaven to earth that first Christmas day. That peace, peace is coming to earth. God is doing his work in bringing lasting peace at the birth of a baby. This is heaven's declaration to us. Okay, we're going to stand and sing once again. We're going to sing, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear. Let's stand and sing together. Before that, in so many Christmas carols, it's the message of peace that God is bringing into our world. I don't know whether you have any fights in your house on Christmas Day. Any fights? I think statistically, Lots of fighting goes on Christmas Day, maybe because Aunt Eldred and Uncle Pete don't get on well, or I don't know, there could be all sorts of things. It's when the games come out and she's cheating and no, it's his fault, and it all kind of unravels very quickly, doesn't it? But you know, when you look at people arguing, the reason is that, let's say, I don't know, Jemima and Leah are going to fall out over something, okay? Jemima thinks that it's Leah's fault, and Leah says, no, it's Jemima's fault. And you come and you realise that they're both trying to sort out the problem. Jemima thinks Leah's in the wrong, and Leah thinks Jemima's in the wrong, and they're trying to put it right. That's what they're trying to do. But you know, when God looks at us, he looks at all of us, okay? He sees that actually we are all in the wrong. We're all in the wrong. By God's standards, okay, we're all in the wrong. We've all broken his laws. We haven't loved him like we should do. And so you might expect the heavens opening and angels coming down. You might expect God's message to be, God is coming with the rod of the oppressor. Or he's putting his military boots on. Watch out, he's coming. But that's not the message that the angels sang, is it? They sang peace. Peace to those whom God is pleased with. It's a message that God is not coming with his boots for you. He's coming with peace for you. And the message of Christmas is that the Prince of Peace came to take the flak for our wrong. And as you look at this Prince of Peace, okay, declaring what his kingdom is like, showing the rule of peace and saying that one day it's going to be sorted. One day in his kingdom, there will be no wrongs and fighting and arguing. It's going to be peace and calm. But then you watch what happens to that Prince of Peace. And he goes to the cross. The Prince of Peace on the cross. He's suffering. Watch as he suffers. You see, we read in Isaiah that God was going to lift the burdens. Okay, you feeling burdened this morning? I know many of us are. You say, very good, Adam, talking about Prince of Peace. You don't know the burdens that I'm having to shoulder at the moment. I'm trying to sort it all out, but it's taking every ounce of my strength to get through every day. The Prince of Peace came to lift your burdens. And they're lifted. They're lifted so that they can be put on the Prince of Peace. And as you watch and you look at this Prince of Peace as he dies taking our burdens on himself. Remember those pictures at the beginning of the burden, okay? And of the rod, okay? God's rod, maybe. And the boots, maybe God's fighting boots to sort out the wrong. He comes with all of that on Jesus. And at the end of Jesus' life, the light of the world, it goes dark. Because God is using his boots and his rod. And he's punishing Jesus so that he might come in peace to you and me. Now, as we go home at the end of this service, I'm sure that for each of us, we may be facing circumstances that are not very peaceful. But I know that amongst us here, I know that there are those who, even though circumstances are very hard and troubling, and maybe at Christmas, maybe even more hard and troubling, they have peace on their hearts, in their hearts. And Jesus, he says, as the Prince of Peace, he says, let me read you some of his words, okay, as we draw to an end. He says, I have said these things, he's talking to his disciples, so that in me you may have peace. Okay? Come to me, Jesus says, and I can give you a peace that you've never had before. He says, again in John's Gospel, he says to his disciples, peace I leave to you. My peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives. You say, well, how does Jesus' peace differ from the world's peace? Well, the world will tell you You need peace and quiet. Okay, I was talking to an old lady this week, and I said, what are you doing on Christmas Day? And she said, well, I've got to go to the daughter's house and the grandchildren, and it's going to be very noisy, she said. And I think I can stomach it till 4 o'clock, and then I'm going to go home for peace and quiet. That's what the world can give. Peace and quiet, and it tries to sort it out so that circumstances are peaceful and quiet. But God's peace is different. God's peace is a peace that even though in this world it is very unpeaceful, and even though you might go home to all manner of troubles and worries and anxieties that this world throws at you, God can give you a peace in your heart. When you know the Prince of Peace, and you know that God has forgiven your sin and you can be friends with God, he comes and he lives within you. He gives us his spirit, and he gives you a deep peace that the world cannot give you, and it's a peace that lasts forever. And that is the most wonderful message that you can have this Christmas, okay? So as we come to Christmas, try and see through the trappings, and even though Christmas Day may be terribly hectic and traumatic maybe for us, see through that to the Prince of Peace, who's come that you and I may have peace. Peace with God. One day peace on earth, but peace within. Do you have peace within? I ask us this morning. We're going to close our service in a minute by singing, in my opinion, the best Christmas carol of all times, okay? We're going to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. That's a funny word, but it means God and us, sinners, made friends, brought back together again. God coming and sorting it out, fixing the brokenness, giving rest to the restless, giving peace within. And as you sing this Christmas carol, maybe for the first time, you've understood the message of Jesus coming into this world. If you want to know more about his kingdom, turn to somebody who maybe knows Jesus as their Prince of Peace. Find out what it is to know this Prince of Peace and have your sins forgiven and have the hope in heaven in your heart. Let's stand, shall we, as we worship together as we finish. Hark the herald angels sing. Let's stand together.
God has saved us.
I'm going to pray as we finish our worship together. Father God in heaven, we have been excited. We've been filled with that joy as we've understood what it is for the Prince of Peace to come into our broken, restless, disordered world and to see a glimpse of your kingdom of peace, where you fix the wrongs and you put the wholeness back into the brokenness, and you invite us, troubled, burdened sinners, to come to the Prince of Peace to find our rest and our wholeness. And you promise to come and dwell within us, as we've been singing about, to give us rest within. And Lord God, I pray that this Christmas time we would know and experience the peace of God, the peace with God, a peace within. We thank you for Jesus and we worship him together. In his name, amen. Do stay around. We've got some refreshments, I believe, at the back. Please, do stay around and chat together. Thank you very much.